everybody. It's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there is no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation.
Yep.
There he is.
Yay. Yay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a new and brand new interview. I love doing these. Anyway, this is Red Wizard, who's actually a recommendation from a friend of mine. So thank you. Thank you, my friend. Love you. I'm so happy to have you with us. You're such a dope artist, and it's such an honor meeting you. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, of course. You've had a lot going on. With your music, and you got a lot of projects going on, so I like to dig in deep. Firstly, you and I saw this as the link too. You actually have an alter ego, Downing Trevor, which you actually have a link. I thought you just did it as like a joke name, but you actually have it as like an actual. You actually have as an actual, like, Instagram for this person. Like, what are you, like, what? So I definitely don't know, like, where did this person come from? Like, where did this alter ego come from?
Yeah, so one of the biggest like inspirations for me, music wise, like the is Mac Miller, and Mac Miller has an alter ego named Delusional Thomas, who he released a whole mixtape as just called Delusional Thomas, and I have probably listened to that one project more times than like any other album or mixtape or whatever in existence. It's like my favorite project ever, and I also was raised Christian, but since becoming like an adult and I'm in my like 20s or so, I'm not really a Christian anymore. And that's kind of a central point of a lot of my music, and a lot of what I talk about is like these religious themes. And that stuff usually goes under the Doubting Trevor like moniker. And his name is that because first of all, Doubting Trevor just kind of sounds like Delusional Thomas, and Trevor is actually my middle name. But it's also a reference to the apostle Thomas, or Doubting Thomas, or his name was Didymus, I believe, and he was the one who said that he wouldn't believe that Jesus came back from the dead until Jesus let him touch his wounds. So that's why that's where the name came from.
Oh wow. I mean that's deep, first of all. I mean, I would have not come up. I thought it was just a joke name, but you really
No.
went far out for the name, like wow. And you actually released music from this alter ego, because I saw on Instagram you actually have a mixtape under this alter ego coming up. Is that right?
So my main thing is still Red Wizard, of course. That's still like what I promote constantly and all that good stuff, and who I operate as. But in the background, I am working on a Doubting Trevor mixtape called Never Made It to Damascus.
Oh, and how long has this been, around this project? How long has it been, in planning? Like I know you can't tell us much, but I just want to know, can you tell us anything about this project coming up, or, you're just gonna keep it secret?
Well, I started working on it technically in October of last year because it was Halloween vibes, and I was already working on my like eerie horror shit. And then I ended up having extra songs, and I had this one really good song that actually, so the lyrics in it actually never intended to release. It was something that I was writing, as like an outlet. I was just trying to get emotions out, and I was like, no, this is like so good, I just have to put it out. So I put it out under a different name, and at first thinking I wasn't even gonna let anybody know it was me, but then I was like, nah, fuck it, this is actually really good, so I'm gonna run with this whole alter ego thing, considering I already love like Delusional Thomas. And then as I kept making these songs that fit this like specific vibe and the specific narrative, it kind of turned into what's becoming this mixtape.
Oh, wow. It's incredible, first of all, that you made this all on your own. I mean, it's really incredible that, you know, you brought this person to life, and now it's like you're releasing music under it. I mean, this person that you built yourself, was this, well, I know this came from a deeper meaning. Did you really know that this person was going to come to life? Did you really ever know?
No, well, see, this is something else that I've explored a lot in the music with Doubt and Trevor, is something that's out that you actually can already listen to right now, is there's an EP I have it's written as a collab between Red Wizard and Doubting Trevor, even though I'm both of those people, but that's kind of what the EP is entirely about. It's called Identity.com, and the reason it's called that is because it's talking about like the current climate of technology and how like social media and the culture of social media alters how people act and how you feel about yourself, et cetera, et cetera. So the whole EP is kind of quote Red Wizard and quote Doubting Trevor talking back and forth about like forgetting which one of these people I am, per se.
Wow. I'm sorry, I'm just overly impressed. I'm sorry. I'm very overly impressed. Usually when people have alter egos, they just, you know, they just take it as like a funny approach. And
yeah.
And you actually take it as a serious thing. That's the first thing, that's rare. Like, I don't think there's never really been an artist that has really done that, so at least from what I've known about music, there's never really been, you know, one. If there has been one, there's only been, like, small, you know, percentages of some that even exists. But you made it, and it's incredible that it's working out, and it's getting huger and bigger and bigger. And you actually came from, oh, sorry.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Do you know about Carmel? Because you commented on one of your posts. So you know him, right?
Yeah, well, we're, like, internet friends. Like, we've never met in real life, but we hang out on Discord. We send each other Snapchats back and forth, like, every day. Like, yeah, he's one of my friends, for real. I've just never met him in person.
Oh, huh? How that could start, because actually he was the one that even got this started, because he literally messaged me like, please, well, not like that, like, yeah. could you interview this guy? And I'm like, okay, let me just see what he's like. And I was like, wow, I'm overly impressed. I just had to get you. So how did this friendship start with, you know, that Carmel and you? Like, was it random, or, you know?
Yeah, well, thank you, first of all. But also, it's, so we have this Discord that I can never remember. I feel so bad. I can never remember who the artist is that actually made it, but somebody made it somewhere along the way, and then they started bringing in their musician friends, and then those people started bringing in their musician friends, and there's, like, hundreds of us in this Discord now. But despite there being hundreds of us, there's kind of, like, a circle, I would say, that, like, me and Bad are a part of, because there are a couple other people in this Discord who also make, like, you know, I do this, like, I'm from the Southeast, so I have kind of a combination of Southern and Eastern hip-hop music, and Bad is very, like, Eastern hip-hop music, and a lot of it is, like, that dark, gritty, like, horrorcore stuff. And then also, we have a friend named Louis Cypher. He's amazing. He's actually from the West Coast, but he does the same thing. It's, like, that dark, gritty shit. And then, you know, our producer we work with a lot, Boyo Levity, he produces for all of us. It's like a tight little music internet family we have.
Wow, that's incredible. And God, I love I love this. I love the connection you guys have in the circle. Like, that's extraordinary.
Yeah, it's honestly, the Discord has done so much for, like, so much more for my personal music career and for my music than even my local scene. I mean, even I've gone out and done shows in my state. I've gone, like, to North Carolina. I'm from South Carolina, but I've gone to North Carolina to do shows. And I mean, I've made connections. I've had people bring me into shows. But yeah, honestly, not even the people I know in real life I would consider as close as like Bad and Louie and Boyo. And yeah.
Oh. Incredible. And speaking of Boyo, you guys collaborated a lot. I love that song that you recently put out. This was very recent. Called Rio / Chicago, or at least it's coming. I forgot the exact details, but you do have two new songs with him and Boyo. How did y'all get together? And, you know, you have these songs, Rio and Chicago, coming. I want to know, you know, the entire thing with you and, you know, Boyo. Don't leave anything.
Well, yeah, those songs actually just came out like 2 days ago, so you're good. That's probably why you can't remember. But they are out and on all platforms. But Boyo Levity, me and him actually both, we also met in the same Discord that I met Bad in. And I've just done a couple songs with Boyo because he liked my style and he let me use beats. And I've kind of sprinkled him in throughout my mixtapes so far. But then I was getting really into like Blue and Exile, like these like classic like rapper producer collabs. And I was like, I want to do something like that. I want to get like an album where we like sit down and we talk about a vibe and like a topic and a theme and a concept, and like me and one other person and just me and that one other person make something from the ground up. And I just thought he would be the perfect person for it because I've been working so closely with him already. And he sent me a couple beats that I picked from, and I chose the two that ended up being Rio and Chicago. And we had this whole idea of like the butterfly effect and how this like the chaos theory, the butterfly effect, can kind of encompass a lot of like sub concepts, so we can talk about what we want and still have the album feel cohesive. So that's why we went with that. And these first two songs are like literally track one and track two of the album. And normally I'm against releasing intros, but I just feel like it was really fitting for this because it's so the songs actually bleed together. Because the butterfly effect is a theory based off of the whole, like, a butterfly in Rio de Janeiro flapping its wings could, like, create a tornado in Chicago, for example. So I just have, like, a clip of me saying that, and it cuts off between the two songs, and it's, like, this dramatic flip, because the butterfly in Rio is, like, this, you know, welcome to the project, we're here to just have some fun, talk about, you know, whatever, we are the best in this, blah, 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 typical rap shit. And then, you know, when it makes the flip to the weather in Chicago, it becomes much darker. There's this sinister sub bass that sounds so good in the car. And, you know, I have these lyrics about, like, how just seeing a kid with a book bag can be a reason to be afraid these days. And there's, like, gunshot sounds in the background. And, yeah, it's really intense. And that's the vibe we want the whole album to have.
Oh, wow. So it's going to be like a butterfly effect kind of feel. Wow. That's going to be interesting to listen to. Wow. And this, and the cover, and the whole thing, this was planned, you know, the butterfly effect and the theme. This was planned, or did it come out as a surprise?
Well, yeah, it was mostly my idea. He knew that, like, I wanted to work on an album, and he knew that I wanted to do, like, a rapper-producer collab. And I was doing this thing where, albums are like my favorite part of music. That's why I have like 76 fucking mixtapes and EPs and whatever, because I love making like projects. So I was sending, like, I was literally just sending him like paragraphs that were like, okay, what if we named it this and it was about this? What if we named it this and it was about this? But then one day I was just like, nah, I got it. The butterfly effect. I've got like cover art ideas. I've got like sub like song ideas. And he was just like, yeah, that sounds cool. Whatever. Let's just go with that.
Oh, wow. So it was your idea, and then y'all just ran with it because you agreed with it. Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I gotta listen to it when I get a chance to. Like, I will get a chance to listen to it today, actually, during my listening thing. I will definitely put that on my list because it looks so interesting, you know? And
thank you.
To be honest, I need more music. I'm getting so bored.
Well, I got mixtapes pumping out. I honestly, a month does not go by where I don't release at least like 3 songs.
Oh yeah. Well, I can see where, you know, I can see, you know, where you can't stop putting out music. You literally, you posted about the single, then boom, you just posted it like, you know, a week later. So yeah. I definitely see the momentum, you know, kind of flowing. And actually, since you know Bad, like, you know that he writes music. So I'm wondering, and you can answer this or not, I'm really, really wondering if you two would ever collaborate. Like, is that in the near future?
Well, we actually have plenty of songs together already, just like individual songs. I don't think he has anything featuring me right now, but I have like, I mean like 5-6 songs featuring him. And I will say, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say this, but he probably doesn't care. So we're actually working on an EP called Bad Magic, and it's like a whole EP between the two of us.
Oh, wow. And I had no idea you two, like, you two actually collaborated on a lot of songs before.
Yeah, like, I've one of my favorite songs I've ever made is called South Pendleton Street. It's only on my YouTube and SoundCloud because I don't have a lease for that beat. But, yeah, that he's on there. That song is amazing. It's one of my favorite verses he's ever done. I'm so glad he let me use it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Incredible. I gotta talk with him later. I'll have an interview with him later, and I will ask about that, too. He'll probably get mad at me, like, where'd you hear that from? I'll just, I'll just lie and just say, from my close friend. I'll just say that. And I think this is a nice place to kind of talk about. Earlier we talked about your alter ego and Red Wizard. This might be a good time to clarify that the two differences between, you know, the both musical acts, and they make up the one person. So I don't know if you want to go through with the elaboration, because people might think it's two different people. You'd be surprised how dumb people can really be. So
yeah, well. Yeah, honestly, there's really not that much difference. I don't do a voice differentiation. I can't struggle to say that. But you know, I didn't want to copy the Delusional Thomas thing and just make my voice high pitched. And I already kind of pitched down my vocals in some of my music. And yeah, it's very similar because I am both people, and I post my face on like both of my social medias, and I even have in descriptions like, this is a collab between Red Wizard and Doubting Trevor, though those are the same people. But at the end of the day, honestly, I don't even really care if people confuse me, because that kind of like plays to the point of having two like alter egos in the first place, and the whole concept of losing your identity in the public, or in the like technological sense. And yeah, that's what I was gonna say just a second ago. Just like with you saying, I'm, you know, pumping out music constantly with the momentum. It's just that this. I don't think about this the way a lot of people do, because at the end of the day, I honestly don't care if I blow up. I don't care if I become famous. I don't care if I sell records. I don't, like, I just do this shit because I love music and because I'm a little fucked up in the head, and music helps me get that out, you know?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And you just seem like the kind of guy, you know, that, you know, does not care, and you're fine with whatever. Like, even your looks, like, by the way, you have a pretty great profile pic. I love it. And you just seem like that guy that is totally fine with everything. Like, you got a serious on your face. Like, yeah, I'm fine with it. I don't give a crap. I'm fine with it.
That's stoner energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But honestly, on the serious side, though, that's very good, because you have probably seen people go on and on, and they want to be famous, and they don't care what kind of music, but they just want to be fans for something. And I you've seen that, and I'm so glad that you're one of those that are fine with their art, because really, you are fantastic. And to be honest, you're really underrated. Like, people should know more about you. I mean, like, come on, like,
I agree.
So underrated.
Yeah, but I definitely have seen the, like, one of my mentors, if he hears this, all love to you. But, yeah, he, this dude really got me into, like, he got me out of the house, basically. I used to be kind of a bedroom rapper, but this dude helped me get shows. He brought me to, like, the clubs. He actually got them to put me on some set lists, and I was, like, really thankful, and I was, you know, I thought we were going to keep working on music together, but he, like, just all of a sudden kind of flipped, and he just had this really negative outlook on the music industry, and he just wanted nothing to do with it, and he was like, yeah, I'm just going to go Twitch stream instead and see if I can blow up that way, and I was like, yeah, see, that's honestly the whole problem, is that, like, when you were doing this, what was in your head is, I'm doing this so I can get famous. You weren't doing this so you could make art. Like, that's the problem.
Oh, he shouldn't even be called a mentor. He lied. He's a freaking liar.
Yeah. He's not, I love to him, though.
He doesn't deserve no love. That is some BS. Forget it. I'm not showing him any. I mean, come on. That's selfish, ignorant, and really plain out dumb. No love for him. Bye-bye. Unsubscribe. that is ridiculous. I know. Like, you should be fine whatever you put out, you know, regardless of what it is. Like,
yeah.
You know, if it's wrong, or even if it's not wrong, like, even if there's, like, an error in there, be okay with it, because we make errors.
I've had to go and re-upload stuff to Apple Music. I had a song sitting on there that wasn't mastered for like a year. I just got that shit mastered.
What?
I had them go in and fix the file.
Oh my god. And you just let it sit there. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's one of my most popular songs too. People don't care. As long as that shit slaps, people don't care.
Absolutely. I feel like that's the main thing at the end of the day. Like, as long as people like it, Does it really matter what it looks like? I don't think so. I gotta listen to that on Apple Music later. That'll be another thing I'll listen to later. And speaking of, you know, earlier, you said that you were on set list, so I'm just curious to know, you've performed before, I can see. You've definitely performed before.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I've performed at Ground Zero in Spartanburg, which is actually where I live. I live in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Even though I was born in Easley, I say I rep Spartanburg because, like, this is where I live. This is what I consider my city now, you know. I've performed in Greenville, South Carolina at the Radio Room. I've done there twice. I actually did a show there right before I turned 21. I was so mad I couldn't drink. And then I've done a show in Asheville, North Carolina, up at the Auditorium. That was probably my favorite one because, you know, they let me have, they had a VIP room. They were giving me discounts on drinks. I got paid that night. Yeah.
Well, look at you.
Yeah. Coming up.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And perfect timing because we're actually doing a virtual concert. I will be, you should sign up when we get that form done.
Yeah, Bad's already hit my line about it.
What? You made your mind about it?
Yeah. Bad already messaged me. He was like, yo, you want to do this? I was like, hell yeah, I want to do that.
Oh, that's the guy he was asking me about earlier. I was like, who is that? Let me see. Because he asked, let me see if I can find it. He said, if me and my boy were to come through, could we do 20 minutes of me, 20 minutes of him, and I'll combine music?
Yeah, he sent me those screenshots.
Oh, that's who you were talking. Oh my god. I feel so dumb. Why couldn't I put that together? Oh my god. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm so down for that, yeah.
I could not think. And you need to get Boyo to come too, like, I've seen some of his stuff, and I reached out to him. You should definitely get it. I'm going to ask him again. Because he's at them on Instagram. Yeah. I'm going to ask him and see if he'll sign up for it, too. That'd be nice.
Yeah, he'd probably come through. He definitely is a little harder to get in contact with. I feel like he's... I think he just talks from Discord at his computer, so he doesn't really see it unless he's sitting down at his computer. Me and Bad just be hitting each other up on Snapchat.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to I'm just making an attempt, take a risk and try. What could go wrong?
Yeah, he's chill.
Oh, but I'm so glad you guys are coming. I'm not going to ask about your pieces because that'd be horrible to ask what piece you're doing. That'd be so wrong, so I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to just wait, although I hate waiting. But I'm just wait until it's the perfect time. And then, and then at the time, I'll just go from there. But he said 20 minutes, wow. What kind of song is 20 minutes?
I mean, whatever works. I've 20 minutes is what I normally do when I perform, so.
And what a lucky time for you two, because the concert that, I don't know if he's told you, but I am going to be hosting it with a record label head. So if he likes you and he enjoys it, you could wind up with, you know, a whole deal and everything. Like, I don't know if Val told you about it, but the guy that's with me, he's a record label head, and the whole label is like sponsoring. If he likes you and he tells me to reach out to you, like, oh my god, that'd be so amazing.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. I'm gonna have to take that shit seriously for real.
Yeah, so I probably should tell Bat too. He will freak out when I tell him the news.
Yeah.
You might have to do it. You might have to break it down easy. If I tell him, he might hate me, but if you do it, like, you will get a pass, but I won't. I'm just hiding the corner.
That's you too.
You do it. But that is very exciting. And it's called Burning Flower. So hopefully I'll find something within the theme.
You said Burning Flower?
Mm-hmm. It's called Burning Flower Music Festival.
Oh yeah, that's going to be real easy.
Oh dear, don't make your costume a burning flower. And actually, I'm very curious. Is red like your favorite color? Because every single one of your pictures, like, you're wearing some type of red. So I'm just wondering, is red your favorite color?
Yeah, so, okay, the backstory on that. To a degree, yeah, I probably would say red's my favorite color. I used to be the asshole that would say, when people asked me what my favorite color was, they'd be like, all of them, because colors are cool. I would probably go with red. But see, the reason I actually named myself that is because back whenever I was first getting shows, I like the music I had was so not for performing. I mean, I had like fucking 48 bar verses about being depressed and shit. I was like, this is not the kind of thing you do in a club. So I wrote this song like specifically for performing that was called Rojo. And I call it that because I have always worn like black, white, and red, which is my thing. Like in school, I always had like black, white, red sneakers and shit like that. So I was like, I'm just going to make a song called Rojo, and I'm just going to, like, make all these stupid brags about, like, insignificant shit. Like, I was like, yeah, red peppers on my chicken, bitch, adobo. Like, it was stupid. But people started liking that. Like, that was the one thing people seemed to recognize me for, was the Rojo song. So I was like, yeah, fuck it. I'm just going to make myself Red Wizard, because also I'm, like, a nerd, and I like RPGs and magic and shit. And also I'm a Marvel fan, and Scarlet Witch is my favorite character. So, you know, Scarlet Witch, Red Wizard, yeah.
Ah, clever. I never kind of thought of that. I just thought it was a fair color, and that was like, cause I had no idea that came from, you know, actual, like, the world of, you know, wizards and all. Like, wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's also, so, SEO, you know, search engine optimization. I'd be trying to, like, get my stuff up in the results. And I like D&D, and if you go to Google and you type Red Wizards, one of the first things that comes up is Red Wizards of Thay, which is from this, like, specific, like, D&D thing called the Forgotten Realms. So I made the single a couple years ago and named it the Forgotten Realms, hoping that people would type that shit and it would start bringing me up.
Well, that could happen. Hopefully one day you can even make your own search engine even named after you, Red Wizard. That'd be nice to have. And definitely some nice thing about just search on Red Wizard and it'll show me everything. That'd be nice to have.
Call that shit Spellbook.
Yes. Insta Witch.
Yeah.
And then what should we call Twitter? Twitter bin or I can't think of Twitter. I don't know. Do you have an idea for Twitter?
They ever what Twitter?
You know, based off the search engine.
I don't know.
I'll just say Twitter bird. And then Snapchat. I'll do Snap. And then YouTube. I can't think of YouTube. You know what? Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. But actually, that'd be nice to have. Hopefully, they'll design something like that in the future, because Google's taking over everything.
Yeah.
And, wow, you have really long hair. Wow. Lucky.
Yeah, my hair. I think the longest piece comes down to, like, my collarbone now.
So lucky.
I've just decided that I'm not going to cut it, just ever. Like, whenever I'm going around and I'm doing something like professional or I have to like, you know, keep up appearances or whatever, I'll put it up in like a man bun. But other than that, yeah, I'm just not getting a haircut again. Fuck it.
Yep, you're right. Because you look like that guy from School. Oh, who's that actor that plays School of Rock? Who's that actor?
I don't even know.
I'm trying to think. Who is the actor from School of Rock? Let me see. Because you look exactly like him. Let me see. Trying to see. Oh my god, I don't remember. Oh yes! You look like Jack Black. Yep.
Jack Black with long hair.
Yes.
And a little fatter.
Yes.
I'm a little chunky, I don't care.
Oh, well, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a close. It was, y'all look like siblings for a sec.
Also, want to shout out my fiance, Hannah. She's a writer as well, and she's also one of my biggest inspirations. She's like a poet. She doesn't make like music or anything, but she writes some like shit that, I mean, I gotta have a dictionary to read because I don't know what the fuck she's talking about half the time. And it definitely inspires me to make my shit more artistic and deeper when I see her do that so well.
Aw, congrats on your fiance. She sounds so elegant, amazing.
Yeah.
And wait, how come she's not here with you right now?
Oh, she's actually out getting stuff. She's shopping.
Oh, do y'all live together or?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
That's incredible. And also a curious question too, because I just want to know, because since y'all couples, do y'all live in an apartment or do you guys live in an actual house living?
No, it's an apartment.
Because my friend told me that most couples go for houses, but I was like, no, they go for apartments. So good to know that you pick apartments. Good choice.
Yeah, well, actually, it's, so my mom lives here, too. It's just, like, so my mom lives in one room with her, boyfriend, and then, like, I live here in my own, like, section of the house with my fiance, and then we just, like, split the expenses, bill, groceries, whatever, and then also I have my best friend. He helps me out with my music stuff. He's, like, I just say he's, like, my team, basically, because, you know, he helps me take pictures, he helps me shoot my music videos, he just, like, hangs out with us, and he doesn't necessarily live here, but he's here so much, he might as well.
Yeah, just go ahead and ask him. Can you stay here? Like,
yeah.
Tell me with the rent, just please.
No, we got that covered. We need him to clean the dishes or something.
It's gonna be. He might be your butler. Like, can we? Yeah.
He's my Jeffrey.
Yeah. And I thought Boyer was gonna be like your I thought he was gonna be like your butler, but I guess that was pretty
close. Nah. Actually, I don't even know where he's from. He's also someone that I just, like, met online, and we just talk online. I know I'm pretty sure Bad's from New York. I think. I don't even fucking know. I try to be. I'm all public about my shit. I'm like, hell yeah, Southside, South Carolina, hashtag 864. They don't really ever talk about where they're from.
Yeah, I'm on his Instagram. He has not said anything. All he just posts about music. I can't see anything. Oh, it sucks. I can't find anything. But I didn't even know Bad had an Instagram. I thought he was the one of those young, cute artists, but he actually is a serious musician. Like, wow. I thought he was going to be one of those cute kid musicians, but he's really good.
No, Bad's amazing. That honestly, I've told him before, like, not even on some, like, trying to gas you up because I'm your friend shit. You are, like, genuinely one of the best artists I've ever heard. And his new EP, I'm sorry. That's one of the songs on it. His new EP, SMS, Slow Motion Suicide. That shit just proves it. That thing is amazing. And if anybody listening hasn't heard it yet, go listen to that before you listen to me.
Oh, yeah, definitely do. Oh my god, this EP. That's another one going on my list.
Yeah, that EP is amazing. He's got, like, his friend who's doing this, like, speech about, like, drugs and how the people around you are affected by drugs. And the speech is so, like, cleverly woven throughout the songs as this, like, really sad narrative kind of goes through about his friend who died last year. And, yeah, it's really intense. And I honestly, like, almost cried listening to that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, wow. He must be good at making you cry.
Yeah. Bad's amazing.
That's incredible. You're a musician. Props to you. And thank you again for the recommendation. I don't regret interviewing you. Like, you're so amazing. And props for you being here and being understanding. I'm really sorry about before. As you can see, I have a couple interviews. The show's been great. Work's been crazy, so you can definitely see, you know, craziness happening.
Yeah, you good. I'm a freelance writer outside of the music, so I feel you. I constantly have, if somebody's not hitting my phone for me to do a verse for them, they're hitting me my phone to write for them, or, yeah. Shit be crazy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you're not wrong. And I'm glad that today worked out for us because, you know, now this can happen. And this was actually nice because it's also President's Day. And, you know, you are like, you're almost equal to high power for president if you think about it.
What?
And I'm like, I know you're like, what? That's not it. But it is. But seriously, I cannot wait for all new stuff coming. Which, by the way, I know you just released music, but I need to. And I'm gonna kill you if you don't answer. Please tell me you're getting more music. Please, please, please tell me.
Yeah. So honestly, I've got a whiteboard at this point because I can't even fucking keep track of everything I'm doing. But so I have, I'm perfectly fine with letting everyone know what I'm doing. I'll run down the list. I'm working on a collab with 716 Soup and Vinco. That's gonna be my second collab with Vinco. I'm working on a collab with this dude I met on Twitter named Type One. Shout out Type One. I haven't even listened to the fucking song yet, but I'm gonna get to that. I swear. I'm also working on an EP that is untitled because it's still very early in the works, but it will be an EP that is nothing but collabs. It's like every song will be me and a random guest verse. Then, of course, you can expect the butterfly effect between me and Boyo Levity to be coming out to all platforms relatively soon. And then specifically on the SoundCloud and YouTube, and I'm looking at DatPiff. It might end up on DatPiff. We'll see. Is Never Made It to Damascus by Doubting Trevor, of course.
Wow, thank you for the incredible update. So amazing. And, you know, props to you for the music and, you know, also for, you know, making stuff that's incredible. You know, I couldn't feel any more happier for you, and I'm so, so proud and so honored.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes, of course. I feel horrible not doing this earlier, but
no, you good.
It's like whatever. And honestly, on the serious side, thank you so much for taking time out to come here. It's been so fun, amazing meeting you. And please, I hope this is not the end, because I would love to chat more in the future, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey. All right, is there any last words for those fans out there who's listening in?
I hope you check out my shit. If you the kind of person that goes through some really intense stuff, really emotional stuff, if you like embracing the fucked up side of things and acknowledging that part of you exists, check out Doubting Trevor. That's what that's all about. Fucking shout out my girl Hannah, shout out my mama, shout out Bad, shout out Soup, shout out Vinko, shout out Boyo, and thank you for interviewing me. And yeah, that's it.
Yes, of course, anytime. You're such a dope musician, and more people need to know you. And y'all make sure to check out Red Wizard and his alter ego, Downing Trevor, down below, links provided. Get excited for Downing Trevor's mixtape coming. Make sure to get excited for all of Red Wizard's incredible music coming soon, and get excited for his and Bad's piece. The concert is, and I hope, I can't say what date it is, because we're still talking about it, hopefully in April, or in, I think, May. Yeah, it's May. Yep, it's in May. So get excited, and looking forward to it. I'm excited. And thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you all enjoy the rest of tonight, and whenever y'all get a chance to, you gotta listen to the music, and make sure, and I'm gonna hate you if you don't do it. I'm gonna hate you forever if you don't do it. Make sure to check out Boyle and Red's two songs, Rio and Chicago. They are both incredible musicians, so please make sure you check them out. And thank you all so much for listening and tuning in. I will catch you all next time. Love y'all. Peace out. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
butterfly flapping its wings in Rio de Janeiro could change the weather in Chicago. Everything we spit stay scalding. I'm trying to do this shit until I'm balling. I'm talking cash in my pocket, not Spalding. Ain't no ghostwriters haunting me. I've been flexing pen games since LeBron started balding. See, simply just existing is taunting these other rappers who will get to find their calling. We established I was born for this.
I am the messenger,
the poet, the wizard who is yet to have unloaded all of his spells at his opponents. The only incantations they recite achieve freedom through being rodents. When it comes to drugs, the truth is the most potent. Ignoring the chip on your shoulder, just a component of keeping one's composure. Contrary to popular belief, life is not a movie, you don't get closure. Memento mori, you don't forget that. It's just a kid with a book bag, get back. Internet can make you say things you never did. How people will misconstrue your entire life forever once you're dead. Did you know Elon Musk owns a company trying to put chips in your head? Did you know you can fabricate clips of people speaking words they never said? Don't think your spaceships aren't flying, this isn't a dystopian future. The people above you will try to paint it as utopian. Humor and delusions to loosen the tensions with people they're excluding. From the truth is ruthless when you realize your efforts are fruitless. You escape the institution. Maybe one small thing can make a change. We don't know unless we try it. So fuck it, fuck shit up, go ahead and write.